Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3.25 cents at 547.5. September wheat up 1.25 at 726.75. And November beans down 9.25 cents at 1317. The September options expire today in the grains. I would guess they're going to try to keep September corn right around the 550 mark. It's not so clear which way they're going to try to go on the beans. Maybe $13, but we're, you know, a good 17 cents away from that. So it's kind of iffy out there. Fed Chairman Powell speaks today. We should get some kind of a comment around 1 o'clock. I don't know that it'll have a huge impact on the grains. Rains have been falling all over the country. Minneapolis and the whole Minnesota area is getting really good rains. We've eliminated or certainly minimized some of the soil moisture problems that they've been having there. But we look like, you know, we've got maybe one or two more days of heat, and then we cool off back down into the 80s, high 70s in a lot of areas. And we just don't see that there's a whole lot of problem out here. It's a little bit neutral with the heat versus the rain. But I think in the long run, rain makes grain. I think that'll be the key factor, which is why we're lower overnight. Now, the bean oil is down 103 overnight, but crude oil is up 137. So we'll see if the bean oil drags the crude down or whether the bean oil is going to react positively to the crude oil. They've been pretty much in concert the past really several weeks. So we'll see if they're going to decide to split today or whether they'll try to affect one another out here. Again, yesterday we had that huge move in the September-November bean spread. It rallied 29.25 cents. I don't know that I've ever seen that unless we've been in in delivery, and we start first notice day on Tuesday. So I just don't think I don't know what, really what caused it. There's been talk of some huge Chinese buying out here. 10 to 14 cargoes, and maybe that's what did it. But the export sales this morning, 129 beans to China, 150 corn to Colombia, so I don't see much there. So it's going to be an interesting day with the options expiring, with the crude oil up and the bean oil down. We'll see where that takes us. Take a quick look at the crude oil chart. We've gapped open over all the major moving averages here, but there's a lot of resistance at the $70 mark. We're at 68.81, so I suppose we could try to move up there if traders get excited. We'll see what Powell's comments do to the bond market and what they're going to do to the crude oil market when they come out. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.